in the second race of the.
Well, Philip Bosker's ace, geez, he was impressive tonight.
Yeah, we only had him for 2 to 3 weeks. Mick Alexander finished with him. He was going to send him to Hack Horse or whatever. And I got him home and he was that quiet. So I said to the daughter, she can muck about with him and the kids.
Your daughter is?
Tiana and Taylor and that. Okay. And they just muck about, she gets out and they just all play around with him. And we do all the fast work. They throw him just on the back of the four-wheeler and lead him around. And we're working fast work for him. And, yeah, he's done a good job. So.
Is there a bit of scope there?
Oh, he picked one up another somewhere. You know, that wasn't a crash field tonight, but keep poking around with him, might earn a dollar or something for him.
Gareth Rattray doesn't drive a lot for you, but tonight he sort of jumped up.
I think he's probably had about 4 to 5 drives for him for about 3 or 4 winners. So yeah, he's got a good strike rate for us. So.
Okay, but it's pretty hard to put him on when you've got Scotty, the brother, and...
Oh, yeah, they've always got first pick, Nathan and Scott, so... Yeah, so...
All right, the premiership, 40 clear of your nearest rival. You have to be a fool to think you wouldn't win it.
Yeah, you're right, but you can always get beat. There's always something, but we're plenty enough ahead in front, so.
Right. Now, the team's going well. How many have you got in work?
There's only about 20-odd there at the moment, 28 or something, but...
You've cut that down a little bit in the last month?
Yeah, a lot of young ones went and a few went home. You know, also, like Water Dragon and that finished, and Little Marina. They all retired, so
it's nice to get horses like Oscar's Ace just to fill a couple of gaps.
Yeah, he'll poke around there for a while, but he won't be there long.
All right, mate, all the best, well done. Thanks.